Welcome to Around Town with me, Rhonda Bellamy. UNCW's Cab Art Gallery is looking for signs of the times. Protest signs, projected voices of the community, is the theme for a virtual exhibition running July 16th through September 12th. Aaron Wilcox chairs the Art and Art History Department. He says protest signs are a poignant and portable voice of social change.
We specifically titled the show Protest Signs so that it could be a little bit more fluid. It wasn't stuck in just an art gallery, but it also could bring in people who maybe don't necessarily think that they're making art, but they're just making signs, they're projecting their voices, they're communicating ideas. These were the ideas that we wanted to capture. What we're hoping to get is actual images of the signs that people took to the protests, because those are the things that really knock my socks off when I see it in the newspaper and I'm just floored by either the message or the way it's done, or just the idea of someone sitting down with a big piece of poster board and putting an idea or a thought and then drawing, and then it didn't have all that preciousness that sometimes you would find in an art gallery. It was just about communicating what this person felt so deeply in their heart. That is some pretty exciting work.
Is there a theme that's running through it? Is it political? Is it social justice?
We anticipate that it's going to be from the protests that are currently occurring now in Wilmington. So right now it is social justice. It is political. It is about race inequalities that we're seeing in the country right now. So those are the things we anticipate and that we hope to get. I also want to be careful not to presuppose what it is we're going to get, because I don't want to say, hey, we just want these signs. I want people to send us this images of the signs that they're making that speak to them or that they feel so passionate about that they're willing to go out and march, really put themselves out there, especially at this time during a pandemic. This is a critical thing that's happening right now.
The deadline to submit is July 6th at midnight.
It is the easiest submission process that I think I've ever seen in an art exhibition. All you have to do is email the Cab Art Gallery at uncw.edu and put three images, high-res images, if you can. If you can just take it with an iPhone, that is perfectly fine. Send those images. You don't have to go through an entry portal or anything like that. There's no entry fee. We'll send you an acknowledgement once we've gotten them, and then our juror, Dr. Travis Williams, is going to jury it. He is at Virginia Commonwealth University. He teaches in the sociology department, and he works on race issues, and race and environmental issues, race and conflict issues. He is a person outside of art that's going to be jurying this exhibition in a kind of art way, traditionally art way, but not necessarily making decisions based on art or what we would have previously identified as that.
If you're just tuning in to WHQR, we're speaking with Aaron Wilcox, chair of the Art and Art History Department at UNCW. Protest Signs, Projected Voices of the Community is the theme of a virtual exhibit running July 16th through September 12th. The deadline to submit is July 6th. So how will people be able to access the exhibition?
We'll have the link to the gallery on the website. We'll have the link to the opening Zoom meeting on the website. We're going to try and make it as easy as possible to access this exhibition.
That website is uncw.edu/cabartgallery. UNCW's Office of the Arts is collaborating on the project and is encouraging other universities to create similar exhibits.
We offered it and said, if you'd like to do an idea like this, that would be great. And we could link them all together. It would be a way to connect with your community, but also for larger North Carolina community. So we're really hoping that people will take advantage of that and that we can spread this a little bit further.
Cab Art Gallery's upcoming exhibition, Protest Signs, Projected Voices of the Community, runs July 16th through September 12th. Again, the deadline to submit is July 6th. More information is available at uncw.edu/cabartgallery. Around Town with Rhonda Bellamy is a production of WHQR Public Media. I'm Rhonda Bellamy.